This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There's a report today from RealtyTrack on pre-foreclosure sales and their role in the housing market here. Banks are now warming to the idea of short sales that forgive part of a mortgage balance up front, but critics say banks need more incentives to help struggling homeowners. Here's Marketplace's Bob Moon.
Early in the housing meltdown, lenders fiercely resisted allowing homes to be sold at a big loss, so Guy Sakala, who publishes Inside Mortgage Finance, says banks often rejected short sale requests.
There was a lot of suspicion with short sale that it was borrowers trying to game the system or trying to get out of a home where they could afford the mortgage, and they often disagreed with the prices that were coming in. They thought they were too low.
But now lenders have plenty of depressed home prices to compare with the short sale offers, and they've learned repossessing homes through foreclosure can cost them even more. So Sakala says they're much more receptive to short sales. Homeowners complain it can still take 6 months or longer in many cases to get an answer. San Diego real estate agent Jim Abbott says the bank handling the property is often just a middleman for the actual lender.
They get paid either way, so there isn't necessarily a big incentive short of federal regulation to make them process these things faster.
New provisions require companies servicing Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac mortgages to make short sale decisions within 30 days. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.